When it comes to organizations, Young Life, Kanakuk, Youth Life, all these type of things in our town, we have a standard that we've heard for years. Some people say, well, I only moved here 2 years ago. I've heard those names. I don't know anything about them.
Right. CAM is one of those organizations.
So what's it stand for, Keith?
Well, CAM could mean a lot of things, but here it means Christian Action Ministries.
Are you positive?
I am pretty positive.
But you're starting to question yourself.
No, no, no. 40 years ago, that organization started, and we're going to find out some stuff.
Michelle, is he right?
Hi, Michelle.
He's correct. I don't even need to be here. I think Keith knows
our
history, he knows all about our special event.
Let me say something. Let me say something very distinct this morning.
Okay.
He might have gave a correct answer.
Yeah.
But what you said is not correct.
Why?
That you know everything?
No, I don't know everything.
That's my point.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know that they used to be over here at the Catholic Church, putting out area there where you gave out food, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So,
where else?
They were
somewhere. If I bring up the Holstein Cow Building, do you know where that's at?
Oh, yeah. On 76.
Do you know where our first location was?
No.
Well, I know that I was at a meeting there where they were doing it here on the Strip. That was in 1991, 92, 93.
On Stanley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I was at. And it was small. Where the old Holstein Building is at by the Salvation Army Church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they've torn that down.
Right.
Now. Yeah.
So how did
that
it all...
That wasn't the first one.
Like, how did it all get started, and where was the first one? Since
so,
we both failed that.
Yeah, no, so it was 1984, and you know, a beautiful thing happened then. Something we've really never seen in the community since, but 11 churches all came together and said, we need to do something to combat food insecurity. All of our, you know, local churches, they were keeping food on hand for when people would come and need assistance. And they realized this model really isn't great. So they all, I mean, these 11 churches, I mean, Branson United Methodist, First Presbyterian, First Baptist, it's Faith Lutheran now, but there were two Lutheran churches, Branson Hills Assembly of God, Branson Christian Church. I mean, these 11, Our Lady of the Lake, these 11 pillar churches in the community all sat down in a room together and put their religious organizations aside and said, for the kingdom and for the good of our community, we're going to come together. And they did. These 11 churches birthed Christian Action Ministries.
In 1984, food insecurity, we hear all about it today.
Yeah.
But that was 40 years ago. I thought everybody had plenty of food in those.
So what was interesting is looking back through the history, some of the issues that we have with workforce, especially seasonal, were a huge issue then because that's when Branson really started booming with the tourism industry. What was interesting is when we were first opened, we were only open during what was considered the off season, which was about 6 months, you know, back then.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But it didn't take them long after a few years that they kind of started to understand that even though these individuals might have a paycheck in July when their business is open, they still have to stretch that. So let
me interject some things right now. There's quite a few things that we want to break down. First of all, before I do that, tell people that might be leaving us about the gala, Keith, you and you all banter about that. Then I want to come back and I want to pick up some points. Stop right there. So, Keith, gala.
Saturday, doors open at 5:30 for the 40th anniversary celebration and fundraiser and just time to get together and celebrate CAM. It's at Top of the Rock, is that right?
Big Cedar Lodge in their grand ballroom. Yeah, okay. Down at Big Cedar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, down at Big Cedar.
Yeah.
You're confused only because there's an address on here that says 190 Top of the Rock.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a semi-formal.
I mean,
it's going to be dress-up time, right?
Yeah.
And you're having a speaker?
We are. We're really excited about our keynote speaker.
Who's your speaker?
His name is Dave Ferguson, and he is the author of several books, but one of his most best-selling books is called Hero Maker. And that whole concept we adopted at the pantry a couple of years back, and it's hero making, and it's transferring the hero in the story. So what we want to do is with our church partners and our other, you know, nonprofit partners, we want to be in the position where we are transferring the heroics to them so that they can be the hero in someone's story. Because, you know, Keith, we can only go so deep with our individuals at the pantry, but if we can connect them with a church partner that understands discipleship, can walk through life with them, and they build that relationship, then we know that we can really change lives with impacting. And that's what a ministry is.
Amen.
Now, are there tickets still available?
We do have some tickets still available.
Now, how do we get them?
Yeah.
So we have a website. It's at ChristianActionMinistries.org. There is a link there. You guys know I always throw my phone number out, so especially if I'm going to sell a ticket to an event that's happening in 3 days. 417-860-2921.
One more time.
417-860-2921. Call me. You can email me, director@ChristianActionMinistries.org. If you're interested, you know someone else that's going, you know, want to see if there's seats around there. But yeah, we do have a few seats left available.
And it is a fundraiser, and you're a not-for-profit. I would imagine tickets $100.
They are. The tickets are $100.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great meal and a great evening. And we do have a presenting sponsor, so all of our expenses for the evening are completely covered.
Well,
so every ticket sale goes straight to help us put food on the shelves.
That's awesome.
Well, let me tell you, that's a big deal. So that's done. And one more time, Keith, the date and the time.
Well, the date is this Saturday, and it will be at 5:30. The doors open. You start eating at 6:30, so you have a chance to mingle and talk to folks, right?
Yeah.
And everybody, all the ladies will admire the dresses of the other ladies. And you know, that's how it always works. Oh, that's so, yeah.
That doesn't happen with you guys. You don't like go up and go, oh, where'd you get
that suit?
I haven't
admired anybody's tie in a long time. No.
No, I was overhearing a conversation in the intensive care emergency room yesterday, which was much like this, where ladies were talking about their Christmas that they always do. And he said, and the ladies were there doing their gifts. All the men were just in the other room. They were just
watching football.
Jawing, yeah. All right. I made some notes.
It's going to be fun.
All right. And some of the notes that I made have to do with the history.
Yeah, I'm glad.
She's going to ask us some trivia, and you're going to get every one of them right.
I don't think so. But what I think I'm seeing here this morning, you have learned the history.
Oh, yes. I was not there.
You did not live the history.
No.
Correct?
No, but you did live some of that history,
Charlie. Some of that. But of the 40, I had 33 years of that. But here's some things that I want to pick up on. First of all, two Lutheran churches. Keith, can you come in on that?
I remember that. And then they combined Faith Lutheran now. But I do remember.
Where were they at?
That I can't tell. The one
point right
over
across
there.
Point right across the street.
Yeah,
Keith.
Right there.
Right.
And over where
that
the
is,
other one is.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Faith Lutheran over here. And they merged. Do you remember when they did that? Mm-hmm. That there was a walk from this church to that church
that.
To merge?
Yeah.
And what church was over here on the right, Keith?
I don't know.
First Baptist Church.
Ah. Yeah. Okay.
That's where Jay Scribner started pastoring right there.
Ago.
Yeah.
All right, so I got that one. You all got that one right. Okay, next. I learned a lesson in the 90s coming to Branson with my family and, you know, younger at that point. Jana was a junior.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt was a freshman. Wes was in the sixth grade. And so I made, Keith, I've had this discussion before. I was looking for some employment. I've never changed jobs before like this, worked in the corporate world. So I called to check what the income level was in the area.
And you found out.
Well, somebody in Springfield said to me, are you looking for a six-figure income?
And you said?
And I said, what would I say, Keith? It'd be nice,
yeah,
right?
That'd be great.
Don't move here.
Yeah, stay home.
Now.
Yeah.
That's the fact of that time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you now that you can make a living in our area.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was that way in any corporate position, imagine what it was like at the worker condition because the minimum wage was not $15 or $20 an hour. Keith, can you remember what you might have paid employees when you moved here in that time?
Oh, my. Probably, you know, six maybe.
I'll give you that.
$5.50, $6.50,
would you agree with that?
I think, you know, I started working. I mean, I was Mississippi, not Missouri.
Sure.
But, I mean, it was $3.35 was minimum wage when I started working.
Now let's take that for just a minute. $3, $4, $5, $6 an hour. All right, Keith?
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, okay.
In 19, and when did we start 40 years ago, 1981?
84. Yeah.
So let's just go to 1984 and let's just pick a number of $5 an hour.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, I realize that Mary and I could go back and talk about buying vegetables at the store, five cans for a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
now
yeah.
You say, wow, big
food
deal today. We get three for a dollar.
Yeah.
So things have changed, smaller cans, but $5 an hour. Then I want to go to my third point. seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Keith?
That was huge.
I just told you that we were getting $5 an hour.
Yeah.
But by the way, it's not all year long.
No. We got a 6-7 month season here, and the rest of the season, you're on unemployment. And if that. And and that was what happened during the winter around here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what did we need to learn? We needed to learn that everybody does not have it the same way.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I really have come to understand is the importance of these workers. These workers that we serve, which, by the way, make up about 65% of our clients, are workforce, like entry-level workforce people. 25% are seniors. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
We, about only 5% of who we serve is truly unemployed. That makes sense. Anyway, these people that we serve are our workforce. They are vital to the success of our community. So we are happy to be able to help.
So let's stay on this point. A couple of comments. Keith, you've heard this term. You're sitting at the kitchen table with your wife, and you make this statement. For some reason, we have more month than we have money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody said, what's that mean? Because you got the gold watch, you retired from the Ford dealership, from the union, you got the watch, you got the money in the bank, and you don't understand what we're talking about. But we don't want to compare, Keith, because what did the guy that was praying, the publican, he said, am I glad what? I'm not like that guy. Don't we find ourselves? Let's just be gut level honest. Boy, I'm glad I'm not in that situation. You know what? Till you've walked a mile in the guy's shoes, you don't know what it's like when you're sitting there, the bill came, and you've got $250 left in the checking account, and your wife wants to go to Walmart, and you say, I've either got to make the car payment, or I'm going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is I'm gonna put $200 towards the car and give you $50 to go to the grocery store. That's a problem, Keith, because you got a family at home sitting there. Absolutely. And he says, well, you got to have the car. If I can't have the car, I can't go to work.
Yeah.
All these circumstances we're talking about is an undergirding of CAM.
Absolutely. These are the hard choices that many individuals, over 6,000 individuals every month that we serve, have to make. Do I pay my utilities or put food on the table? Do I get my medicine or put food on the table? It's tough decisions that they make. And, you know, with our seniors, we, like in the summertime and in the wintertime, they have to make decisions of, do I turn on my heating and air and have my utility bills go up? You ever been that way? You open up the bill that month and you're like, oh my goodness, it shot through the roof.
Yeah.
These are the things that these families can't do.
I will relate. We put ourselves on a budget. But yet, Empire does something very nice for you. You know what they do, Keith? You know what they do? At the bottom of your bill, they say, you're on a budget, but let me tell you, you're either short or over.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
All you budget people?
Yep.
Well, guess what? I glanced down at the bottom of the budget. Guess what the temperatures were like, Keith, several weeks or months ago?
They were cold.
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 Guess what the budget number said?
You ain't
keeping up.
No, you are way.
Now let's go to fixed income.
Yeah.
Keith, you're fortunate that you bought a business, okay? Right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah, it's supposed to be profit, but so far.
We understand.
But all of a sudden, the guy's got his
Social Security check.
Yeah.
And he's not working somewhere else, and he's looking back and says, my goodness sakes alive, I just looked at this budget thing I'm on, and I went up another $40.
Yeah.
Well, you might be dealing with thousands. This guy's dealing with dollars.
Exactly.
What a difference it makes. But he goes to CAM, and you all minister to them, and nobody goes, oh, hey, there's Bill out there in a BMW. Guess what? He needs food this week. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely not. And I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, we don't really have true income guidelines. We help anyone who comes because we know that everybody's financial situation is different. I mean, we had a mom that came into the pantry a few months back and, you know, she thought she was making it okay, but her high school daughter started going through some stuff and we've all raised teenage kids. They go through stuff, right? She needed some counseling. her insurance did not pay for that counseling, and it was $100 a month.
Whoa.
$100 a month for her to get that special help that she needed. So she had to figure out, how do I free up $100 in my budget? So she came in and she said, I do I qualify? Could I get a little bit of help? I'm looking for a way to be able to help financially get my kid the counseling they need. And we were felt blessed to say, absolutely.
This is what we want our listeners to hear this morning. This is about people, your neighbors, and you don't know. Do you remember the book, Keith? Tony Evans, associate pastor. If you only knew,
you only
explain
know.
That, Keith.
Well, you know, we go to church on Sunday or whatever, see people somewhere at the store. Hey, how you doing? Oh, man, everything's great. Wow. And you get in your car and you go, it really isn't so great.
If you only knew what the person next to you was. And then look, if I'm sitting with my child and they need some counseling issues, and the counselors do the best they can, but they got utility bills too.
Well,
okay. Thanks to the Brook Wellness Center and others who can do their best with grants and other things to help people. But here's what mom's going to do. Mom's going to say, I'm taking care of my daughter.
Absolutely.
Because you see the trauma, you see the hurt, you see the feelings. I need to get her some help. And if that means I got to get a few extra groceries, and you know what? Let's talk about some staples that you might have. Give me some.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of our clients that come in, they walk away with eggs, meat, cheese, bread, all of those canned goods to fill the pantry, rice, cereals. Everyone gets a snack bag, which is filled with just real easy, quick things that our families love. Because, you know, you got a lot of kids that come home from school and they need those little microwavable macaroni and cheese cups. Those are like gold at our pantry, by the way.
I imagine they are.
But, you know, we'll also provide them with diapers, hygiene items, any, you know, toiletries they need.
Time out.
Yeah.
So let's go stay right there for just a minute. When you said toiletries, go back to Keith. Do you remember our lady in the town who's on the Taneyville Board of School Board?
Yep.
And they earn these little coins in school?
Yep.
Keith's got a shocker for you. So
what
the kids,
do you suppose the the most sought after item in those little stores that the kids get the little coins for and they go in and think? Candy bars?
Oh, I bet it's not. I know the families in Taneyville.
What do you think it is?
You ready?
What is it?
Keith?
Paper goods. Toilet paper. That's what they want.
Yeah.
So these kids in the elementary school go into the store with their points and say, I'd like some paper towels. But that's what Cam does. And you can do it and not feel ashamed when you do it. One of the things we want to do today is not feel ashamed to go get some help. And it's incumbent upon us not to make them feel ashamed. Who wants to take that?
Work through the mechanics, if you will. How does it work?
So
I'm an individual, and all of a sudden I need some food. How do we go about it? And what? And how do you know? What's the qualifications? What do we do?
So, you know, first off, just to kind of bring in both of these points, I think, you know, one of the things that, you know, we want people that might find themselves needing a little bit of extra help that month. We are blessed to be able to partner with our clients, our community, and for us, this is our mission. I mean, this is what the Lord has called us to do, is to use food as a tool to minister. And when people come in our doors, it's we don't require them to hear the gospel before receiving food. I'm going to make that clear, because we do receive USDA commodities, by the way. So, but what we know is that is it an opportunity for us to give them hope, and maybe they'll understand our why, and that invitation might come. So we don't love the fact that there's 6,000 people in this community that are, need our assistance each month, but I do love the fact that that's 6,000 lives that we get to touch and have a positive impact and bring hope to. So we do let people keep their dignity when they come in the pantry. The last thing that we want to do is have them have to feel like they have to answer the question, I got to make sure I'm poor enough.
No way. I want to tell you that in your new building.
Yeah.
Well, where are you located?
2400 State Highway 165. That's our warehouse building. But,
correct,
you know, we have several locations across Taney County.
Right. Well, let me tell you, there's a commercial that's perfect. And one of these days, if somebody wants to reproduce this, I think it'd be great. Keith's a big producer, and he can do this.
Okay, Keith.
Years ago, upstate New York, we're watching a commercial of a bank. And a guy walks in to the bank to ask for a loan, okay? And the camera comes in on the man. He's sitting there ready, and he starts to ask for a loan, and he morphs into a sheep and goes, bah. And the commercial comes in and says, we don't make you feel like a lamb to borrow money from our bank. Well, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's the exact picture that I've got with Cam. Well, it don't make you feel like a sheep to come in. You're not sitting like I call it the bus station line.
Yeah.
You feel welcome and home and that type of thing, and it's very, very important. I want to take a break and say gala, unless you're getting ready to leave us, Keith.
The gala. Well, you've been Cam has been around for 40 years, and this Saturday at Big Cedar, we get to celebrate that.
Yes.
There's going to be a speaker and food, too, understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be
yeah.
good. And you know Big Cedar's got to be good food on the table.
It's going to be great.
And it all gets underway at 5:30. There are tickets available, and the website, Michelle, is
at ChristianActionMinistries.org.
And you can still get tickets for the gala. Dress up a bit. It's your opportunity to do that and to come out and celebrate and have a wonderful, wonderful time.
You splash yourself on some of the toilet water, Keith.
There you go, okay. Boy. Put
All right.
some foo-foo
you,
on and
you've
go.
You got some trivia for us?
I do. You
okay,
wanna,
we're ready.
You ready?
Are we against each
yeah.
other?
Yeah.
All right. Good, good.
Okay. So, obviously, the pantry was opened in 1984.
Okay.
So we thought it would just be really fun to bring some fun facts
okay.
back from 1984.
Okay.
First off, and just some fun things that, you know, you need to know. Okay.
1984. Hang on a minute. Keith,
okay.
how old were you in 84?
I was younger than now. Let's see. That was how many years
84.
Ago? 40 years ago. I was 38 almost. 37.
Okay.
37.
Okay.
I'm 34.
That was 2 years after I lost my sight, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, we're ready.
Okay. Not on your trivia list.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right, so commercials were huge back then.
Sure.
So there was a couple of really big commercials.
Sure.
One was a phrase that was coined, where's the beef?
Right.
Yeah,
Wendy's.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So
he didn't give me a chance.
You have to. I've seen the game shows. You don't have to do that.
You got it. You got to
give
press,
your answer,
press,
Keith.
Press
okay,
your
gotta
okay
be quick.
All right. So in 1984... you're a sports guy, so you'll probably know this.
No.
Okay. Back in 1984, one of the longest record Major League Baseball games happened. Do you know how long the game was?
Five hours.
No, it was long. It was a number of innings, okay? And it went into the night, and I don't remember.
They made it two days.
And it involved the Mets,
I
believe.
It came over midnight.
It wasn't
right?
the Mets.
It went over midnight?
Yes. It wasn't the Mets.
Yankees.
Nope.
Dodgers.
Nope.
Had to be Chicago.
Cardinals.
White Sox. Yes.
White Sox. Yeah.
And
because there was a curfew and they couldn't go past a certain time, correct?
I don't know that. I need to check my trivia. And the Brewers.
Ah.
The Brewers and the
White Sox.
Sox
and the Brewers.
Crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Neither one of us got that one.
I know.
Well,
oh,
you had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So far I haven't gotten one.
All right. Here, this is yours. This
okay.
is for you, Keith.
Me? All right.
All right. So there was a presidential election, and today on record, this president still holds the most electoral votes ever. Do you know who it was?
Clinton?
84.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan.
Oh.
Walloped.
Yeah.
You're the running mate?
He
you know who
walloped.
Was?
What?
Who was it?
Who was the running mate? Running mate.
Oh, running mate, Reagan?
No, who did he beat?
Run against.
Mondale?
Yeah, Walter Mondale. Good
and
job.
You know, can I tell you what I have a picture of right now? I see Mondale right now in the tank. Do you know this commercial?
In the tank.
I don't think I remember this.
Well, yeah, look it up.
Okay.
Mondale, a defensive dove, did a commercial in a tank with an Army military hat on with his head sticking out. Vote for Walter Mondale. What are you doing in a tank?
Oh,
you've never funded a tank in your life. I tell you what, my heart just hurts right now. I wish we had Ronald Reagan standing there.
Yeah,
don't you?
All right, what else?
Don't you? Okay,
right, couple
okay.
of minutes.
So
all
far
right.
I'm leading. I
okay.
have one.
What do you mean you're leading?
Oh, I guess not.
Okay, 1984, who were you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Good,
good
job.
Keith.
Good job. Good job. Okay. Okay, who danced their way into hearts in 1984?
Travolta.
No, but good guess. This yes, one really right. doesn't give a lot of detail, I guess. But,
give it to us.
Let me. Who danced their way into hearts in 1984?
Boy, that's.
It was a movie and a guy.
Love story.
No.
No, it was. Why'd you say like Dancing?
No. It was.
Honey, okay. Hang on a minute. Mary, text
no,
me.
No, you can't.
Mary, text me.
Does you she know who it is?
She might.
She can't get outside.
There was a movie, and it was about a guy who goes to a conservative town.
Okay.
And he's a dancer. Remember? Okay, I'm going to tell you guys
obviously
so we get to the next one. Yeah. Kevin Bacon, Footloose.
Oh, Footloose.
Yeah. We never
okay,
got it.
Which pop star's hair caught on fire?
What?
It was the African-American guy, Get Behind Me. Come on, Satan, get behind me. Krista, tell me. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, you can't.
No, I know.
You know I got it.
I know you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Get help.
No, yeah, first, just get a letter with the first name.
M.
Second letter.
I.
What, Mike?
No.
Mitch.
Third letter.
C. Michael Jackson. I think we're getting cut off. No, you had somebody. Yeah, he had so much gel in his hair,
yeah,
and it was a Pepsi commercial.
I remember. We'll come back and wrap up on this at 8 o'clock.
Michelle of Cam's here. 40 years they've been around. We're going to talk about the gala. We're going to have some
Flip
more trivia.
Wilson.
I don't know.
Flip Wilson burned it, got on fire. Look it up, folks.
She said it was M-I-C.
After I asked the beginning of it. Look up Flip Wilson.
He's trying to cheat on me. That's what he's doing.
I agree.
Hey, 50 degrees. And Krista's got to keep us updated on the weather. You're with Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram on Life FM. And thank you so much for your time this morning. Stay with us because we've got more coming up.
Good morning. Welcome back from Cam Michelle. Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah.
Could I give a little heartwarming personal thing for just a second?
Sure.
And see if this relates at all with what you see, Cam?
All right.
Okay.
I told you all yesterday that we had a tragic situation happen with my brother-in-law. He's 93.
Right.
He's had a heart valve replacement. I find that pretty amazing. You're 93 and you're having your heart valve replaced,
really.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so it was in the afternoon when the call came. And so Mary had asked me if I would put the sheets in the dryer. Which means what, Keith? If you're putting the sheets in the dryer, you're getting ready to do what?
Dry your laundry.
And then make the bed, right?
And then make the bed, yeah.
That's
bam,
it.
Out the door we went, right?
Right.
Well, we have a dog at home that Darren takes care of from time to time.
Did he come over and pick the dog up this time?
No, he didn't. I didn't call him because Jana was available.
Oh, okay.
When we came home, guess what?
He was in the bed.
The bed was made. And Jana had gotten this dryer. Got the sheets, made the bed. Now, let me ask you all a question.
Isn't that special?
I don't know about at your old house, but you know when you go and look at the bed, it's not made, and you walk in and it is made? Can anybody give me a wow?
Yes.
Isn't that sweet?
That's sweet. A daughter.
That I was going to say, good job raising her.
But let me tell you, isn't that somewhat the feeling we're talking about in Cam?
I love that analogy. It is, that they get to come in.
And who do you think had the most excitement on their voice when they saw that?
Mama.
Mary says, I can't believe this. Oh. So I sent Jana $20 and said, there you go. Thanks, Jana, for helping me. No, I did not.
Jana is smart.
Okay. Jana's got it.
All right, Cam, 40 years.
Yes.
Gala, when is it, Keith?
Saturday. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Speaker, and his name is?
Dave Ferguson.
And what was the book that he wrote?
It's called Hero Maker. We're gonna have some there.
Hero Maker.
Yeah, for some of our guests.
I want to go back for just a second because I want that the story I just told because I just got a text is what reminded me of it. And it's so picturesque of what you're talking about with Cam. You don't know when that person goes home. We see them at Cam.
Yeah.
They get in their car. And when the kids walk in and the snack bag's there.
Yeah.
Or you get ready to pop up. Somebody says, I got some potatoes here. And what do I know about? I know about eggs.
Yes, you do.
And I want to thank the people at my egg supplier, which will go unnamed.
Yeah.
We get a call every once in a while, and I'll never forget what I said. So how many are in a case, and how many are in a pallet?
Yeah.
And it's hundreds of thousands
of eggs.
And thanks to them and for Convoy of Hope and Ozark Food Harvest, and they trickle down to Cam. Okay.
Yeah.
We're ready. So we want to consider ourselves tied right now,
well,
Keith?
No, you're 3-2. I'm 2. But, Michelle, before we move back to the trivia, which I want to do real quick, all that food gets out of the truck and on the shelves by itself.
Absolutely. All by itself. No. Yeah. We We are nourished by wonderful volunteers that help us with the daily operations. We purchase the majority of our food from Ozarks Food Harvest, partner that Charlie knows very well. They are our local food bank, and they help supply food to us and many other pantries across Southwest Missouri. They are fantastic and so good to us. So just we get a little bit of different buying power. And this is why these 11 churches did this. They understood that they were going to the store and buying something, but a food pantry had buying power that they didn't have. So box of Fruit Loops, for example, that's going to cost you over $6 at the store. I get it for 18 cents. Wow. That's kind of the difference. So when people say, you know, what does my money go to? It doesn't. I mean, we are a very small staff, as you know, passionate. We're really able to cut a lot of our operating costs because of volunteers. And then also we don't pay what other people pay. But I think it's important to know this. The food that our clients get, it's the same food you guys would go buy at the grocery store.
You just painted a picture for me. Now, Keith is a cereal eater.
Oh. Okay? I have Cheerios every morning.
Okay.
Oh.
And I know people that love Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's a big deal. And I'm going to tell a really quick story. We had a lady that came into the pantry a few months back, and her testimony is one that just is how God shows up with the little things, right? So she found herself in the pantry needing help. She had cut her hours back at work to start helping her mom, who was just recently diagnosed with dementia. And she didn't have enough. So someone told her about CAM. She came. She shared with us that when, right before she came, she was watching a commercial on cereal, like a documentary, right, on cereal, right? And Fruity Pebbles was on there. And she was like, I've never tried Fruity Pebbles. I really want to try Fruity Pebbles. So she goes to the store, and there, like, I can just see,
sure,
it beaming on the end cap is this display of Fruity Pebbles. So she gets the Fruity Pebbles. She puts it in her cart. She gets up to the, you know, checkout, and she just realizes, I can't do it. I can't spend the $7 on this box of cereal. So she sets it out.
Sure.
She comes to the pantry, says she has an amazing experience with a care coach, loves on her, prays for her mom, prays with her. Then the volunteer comes out with her cart, and there in her cart was a family size box of Fruity Pebbles. And this is what she said. You shared Christ's love through a box of Fruity Pebbles, and it made me understand how much he cares for my desires.
Now, if that doesn't put a chair on the top of your Sunday today, that's the type of thing, whether it be sheets on your bed, Fruity Pebbles, yes, in your bowl, that's the type of thing CAM is,
yeah,
all about. And again, I want to go back to the piety thing. Please do me a favor today, that you that are listening, encourage somebody to go that you know, that's,
yes,
a close friend of yours.
Or take them.
And, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And say, look, you need some help. Let me say, this is no condemnation, right? This is Romans 8:1 right here. You need some help. Let's get some food and put it on your table and go home and enjoy it. Enjoy some soup and peanut butter and the stuff that you haven't had. Let's take, yeah, care of that at CAM. Tell them where to find it, Keith.
Well, down in 165, address was
2400 State Highway 165.
That's down toward Welk, right?
It is. Right. Welk used to own the property.
Right.
It was actually the original Butterfly Museum.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Now, but we have other locations.
We have other locations.
Let's tell them where,
yeah,
those are at.
So we have
those other locations, like pickup locations?
No, we have other storefront pantry sites in, okay, Taney County. Okay. So we have one in downtown Branson, right across from First Presbyterian, which, by the way, I'm going to answer the question. Our very first pantry site was at First Presbyterian in the old church.
Stone Church.
Okay. There was a Holland Hall that was next to that. So we now have a distribution site right across in the building that First Presbyterian owns. Mm-hmm. So we're down there in downtown Branson for easy access. And then we're on the eastern side of the county in Forsyth.
That's good.
On 76. But probably May-ish, we are going to be adding an additional location in Forsyth.
Oh, good.
In the heart of Forsyth.
Wow.
Right across from the Country Mart there. We've just signed a lease on a building. So really trying to get
Country Mart being out by McDonald's, right? Right,
yes,
there.
Yeah. Right across from McDonald's. Yeah. Branson Bank.
Yeah.
We're right across the Branson Bank. Right next to the City Hall, the municipal building.
That'd
good.
Be great.
Good.
So we have that. But then, as you know, we do a lot of mobile distribution. And so we, you know, for people that are listening that need to know where we're at in the community for that mobile distribution, they can go to our website, look under outreach, neighbor to neighbor. So we have over 50 mobile distributions that we execute a month between Stone County and Taney County. A lot of that is serving our seniors. We put food on trucks. We get into those rural outlying communities where a lot of our seniors can't drive 30, 45 minutes to a pantry. So we bring the groceries to them. Eastern side of the county, we go in for Taney County, we go into Hurley, Cape Fair, Blue Eye, Galena, Reed Springs, Branson West, Unstone County. So our goal is remove barriers and bring partners with us. This is kind of what I really want to hit on that I found when I started at the pantry. And when I was asked to come to the pantry, they were like, Michelle, we just got to figure out a way to be a ministry. And I'm like, you can. Like, and I realized, although it was really well-intended when those 11 churches came together, as my time at the pantry, within a few months, I realized the food pantry actually became a barrier between the people in need and the church. So they used to go knock on their church's door when they needed help, and now they were coming to our door. So we had to figure out a way to connect our clients back with our faith-based community that could disciple. So we've done this neighbor-to-neighbor program, doing deeper partnerships with our churches and saying, come with us. Build relationships with your neighbors. So that's been a really beautiful thing. The other thing that we did is when I started, we were in drive-thru because of the pandemic. All the other pantries in Southwest Missouri have stayed in drive-thru. And I understand why. Let me just tell you, it is a whole lot easier to serve. But it's so transactional. And if we're going to be a ministry and love on people the right way, we can't really do it through a window of a car. Yeah. So we're back. Care coaches now sit down with all of our clients. And we at least have an opportunity to give them hope.
And there's something that happens when you walk in. And Keith, you and I have all been there. We've been there. Oh, yeah. And for you that are listening, they say, I need this help. Then walk in and let somebody help you.
Yes.
When you can say, I need some help. And when somebody says, I understand, don't let Satan put all of these thoughts in your mind. Oh, my goodness, you're going to make you feel like a jerk. You're going to know that you don't have any money. Mm-hmm. Let all of that go. Walk in. Get the food help you need. Get the spiritual help you need. Yeah. And get the uplifting that you need. Yeah. Thanks to people like Phil Lilly and others.
And absolutely. If you want to volunteer, I have heard many volunteers say, you know what? I got more out of that.
Absolutely. And you know what was interesting? When we kind of went back to this church partners and asking the churches to go with us in the neighborhood on these mission things, you know, when we asked them, we were asking them, like, hey, we need you. We need your help to distribute food. And sure. we want to use food as a tool. So we want to put it in the hands of the people that can do the ministry. Here's what we didn't realize. It allows individuals that are volunteering in those roles that opportunity to fulfill what Christ has called them to do, which is discipleship. So we're offering something for them that they maybe have been missing. Anyway, so blessings all around.
All right. I need a couple of trivia questions.
Okay, we're going
to
end it.
3-2, and I can't.
Okay. I'm going to. I think you're going to get this one.
All right.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
641.
No.
20.
No.
50.
I don't think anyone really ever knows. But no, I'm kidding.
It all depends on
okay,
how big
Google
your tongue
says,
is.
Google says 144, but you remember the commercial. You remember the owl, and he's like trying to figure out
how many
licks it takes. And
I'm earlier because I break teeth on those things. I'm getting to that 2-year-old, bam,
bam.
So we're even. We didn't get that one.
No.
Okay. Who boycotted the Olympics in 1984? Very good. Look at that.
3-3. We're tied.
Okay. Who revitalized air travel?
United Airlines.
No, it's a person. It's a guy.
Revitalized
air travel.
Howard Hughes.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Shares the same name with our town here.
Virgin Branson.
Richard Branson. Yeah. Okay.
He got that one. So that's 4-3.
Okay. Who gave his first answer on network TV in 1984? Who gave his first answer on network TV in 1984? Think about that clue. Who gave his first answer?
Politics?
Bum, 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 bum,
politics?
Bum, bum, bum.
Jeopardy.
There you go, Alex Trebek.
Ah.
All right.
I was giving you clues. All right.
All right.
Lots of fun.
Thank you.
There'll be more of that.
I got three.
Yeah. There'll be more things like that that we're going to celebrate, special events that happen. We're going to have some fun. As I mentioned, Greg Pyron is going to be there that evening. We'll have some silent auction items. We'll get some cool live auction items. But, you know, I mean, yeah, we're going to hope to raise some funds to help us put food on the shelves. But this event is about celebrating all the Lord has done in this community, and the people, those pioneers that founded. We're going to recognize all of those churches that evening and just give thanks. We are really in a season of gratefulness of the Lord's provisions there at the pantry, and it's been beautiful.
Thanks.
So,
Michelle
years.
From Cam,
Thank
yeah,
you very much.
It's been 40 years, and we'll see you Saturday. Have
yes.
you picked up all your printing yet? Thank you for allowing copy.
Oh, my gosh. We're so excited. I have not picked it up yet, but I'm sure somebody will be by there to get it.
They'll be by.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, Copy Run's
one
of our sponsors. So.
Amen. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.